It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
Matters of the heart. There's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Why don't you, Leonard, bummer about Sarah. So what's going on? Fill us in.
Yeah, probably not the word that I would have used, but yeah, bummer is probably 100% right. I mean, I'm hoping it's something dumb and easy to get over, I guess. I'm thinking at least also I kind of have a general idea where maybe I could have improved the situation a little bit, I guess.
Oh, well, what was it? Like your cousin hooked the two of you up? That sounds promising.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't go that far. They've been friends for a while now, I guess, since high school. I remember her from way back when, but I didn't live here. My family, we lived more like back east out near Tyler.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, I only got to swing by on occasion. So they were real tight. And when I moved here a few years ago, I was surprised that they were still hanging out. But Then we started all kind of like spending a lot of time together.
But you and Sarah?
No. It was pretty much me and my cousin and, you know, some of her friends. She was trying to like introduce me to her crowd. But kind of out of nowhere, she starts telling me that Sarah has this massive crush on me. And I'm like, okay, that's kind of weird, right? But she's definitely cute. Don't get me wrong. She's been around a few times that we've all been out in groups, and I just never had like a direct conversation with her one-on-one. So yeah, I just kind of brushed it off. But Yuli, my cousin, she really, you know, kept bringing her up in conversation and whatnot.
Okay, just to ask, was there any reason you wouldn't give that a shot?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, at the time, were you involved like in another relationship or no?
No, nothing like that. I was just not really actively looking, I guess.
Gotcha.
And like I said, she's real cute. It's just, she just wasn't on my radar like that. And now the more my cousin was bringing her up and we were talking about her and I was kind of getting to know her through my cousin a little bit. I don't know. It's just kind of like started growing me a little bit. So eventually I did decide to ask her out. It just kind of like took a little longer than my cousin would have wanted, I think.
All right.
Intriguing.
Okay. So you ask her out. How does it go?
The asking, yeah. I think it went good, for me at least. She had the flu at the time, but she got real excited about everything. And I don't know, it kind of kicked off this whole big kind of cute little back and forth. I don't know, I'm not really this kind of guy, but we were texting back and forth nonstop, basically.
Hey.
And she's fun. She's really fun to talk to.
Right.
She's a funny person. And I don't know, I was getting excited, nervous. I was feeling like a little kid. It was kind of crazy. I was starting to think, okay, maybe this might work.
Well, did it? Like, I mean, the date, I mean, or?
Okay. Yeah. So that's kind of why I wanted to run this whole thing by you guys a little bit.
Lord.
Yeah. Again, I don't think it's anything crazy. We hadn't really like planned anything. We just knew we wanted to go to dinner and, you know, figure out the night from there kind of thing. So I picked her up and she said she wants to go to Roadhouse. And I'm just kind of like, Roadhouse? I can't do Roadhouse. Okay.
You can't do Roadhouse?
Like Texas Roadhouse?
Like the place with the crack rolls.
The crack rolls.
Yeah. I get it. Everybody loves that bread thing, but I mean, it's a steakhouse and everyone goes for the bread. You know what I mean? That's kind of all you need to know about the situation.
Okay.
Especially when I know that Saltgrass is literally across 281. And I'm thinking, you know, that's a good compromise. Let's just go to a better steakhouse.
How dare you?
We're following
How
you. I'm not agreeing with you, but we are kind of following you.
Okay. So she just, man, I don't know. Like when you can like feel somebody and their whole vibe and mood change immediately.
Oh,
and when
sure.
I suggested the other restaurant, she just clammed up on me. She wasn't rude or saying anything mean or anything like that. It was just, I could tell that her energy shifted and yeah, there was something wrong.
Okay. Do you think it was what? That she was just Team Roadhouse or nothing? Like she has some blood feud against Saltgrass?
Absolutely. Like, absolutely.
Something about the establishment we should know about? What?
I mean, I honestly don't see how that's possible. It's definitely a nicer place, right?
Is it? Is it, though?
I mean, I think so. And at least the food is much better. Maybe not the atmosphere.
All right. Look, all right.
I'm more of an Outback guy, so I'm not sure I can relate.
Outback? Come on, man.
That's like the McDonald's of steakhouse.
Hey! Okay, look, we've all got our tastes, but you're saying by even...
Where y'all are from? Damn, man.
By even suggesting this, you disappointed her. Like,
you've all disappointed me in some way.
Bulldogging her to a dinner she didn't want.
Okay, so that's where I'm at, pretty much. Yeah, I haven't heard from her since. And maybe it was stupid to kind of, you know, put my opinions out there like that and kind of say, hey, let's go there. But I don't know. I just want to see if there's anything still there because I do like her a lot. Or am I just kind of wasting my time? I don't know.
You told her you had a better option. Disregard her opinion entirely. Might do it, bud.
Get your apology ready, dude. We're going to get Sarah on the phone. We'll talk to her next. It's Frito and
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
So, Leonard, who hates Texas Roadhouse.
For some...
Who disregarded Date Sarah's entire...
Clear preference.
Yeah, she wanted to go there. That was her idea for the date. She wanted to go to Roadhouse. And he was like, nah, we're going to go to Sawgrass because it's better and fancier and whatever else.
Right.
He thinks maybe that has something to do with the fact that she's disappeared. And I am inclined to agree.
I believe it's possible.
Yeah. I don't know that he was that nice about it either. Very opinionated, this man. But we wanted to get Sarah on the phone and figure out if we could smooth things out for him. Hey, is this Sarah?
Yeah. Who's this?
Hey, Sarah, we're Frito and Katie from Y100. We are calling you because someone actually entered you to win this date night package that we give away on our show here. So you get to pick, like, whatever you want to do for the whole thing. And we'll pay for it.
Okay. That's
random.
Yes.
Kind of random.
Very
yeah.
Cool.
But like we said, someone gave us your info because a part of this whole thing is you would have to use the date with him. Now, it is someone you know. Okay. Don't panic. And you have been out with him before. Do you remember Leonard?
Oh, my God. Wow. It's Leonard? Okay.
That sounds bad.
I don't know. I wouldn't say it was bad. Like, he's got a lot going on, guys, and honestly, it just makes it very frustrating and confusing.
Okay, look,
like, it's just kind of weird.
Yeah, we can work with that. What whole thing are you talking about? Like, is it possible to focus on the positives?
Are there positives?
Yeah, I just don't know if it's one dumb thing blow this up, right? I mean, so he force-fed you some salt grass. Like, there's worse options.
Yeah, it could have been Outback.
Stop.
Yeah, I know, guys. I do like salt grass.
Okay.
I do.
Okay.
Right.
Well, his theory, right. his working yeah. theory here was you really wanted to go to Roadhouse and he kind of, well, he definitely shot you down.
Absolutely.
Okay. Did he tell you guys why he didn't want to go to Roadhouse?
We didn't ask, actually.
No, just kind of, I mean, I figured it just wasn't his thing or something.
Something about bread?
Yeah.
He hates bread?
No. Guy, legit, like straight up, he cannot do Texas Roadhouse. Because he has, like, a severe peanut allergy.
Oh.
Hey, okay. Well,
yeah.
Damn. That's a pretty good reason to not
go there. Yeah, absolutely.
I don't have anything against it or anything, Sarah. I just don't want to end up in the ER or something. You know what I mean? Like, I mean...
Yes.
People have food allergies, but I don't think it's worth how good the stupid bread is for me to die.
Are you here?
It's Leonard.
Yes. I am here. Yes.
What is this?
No, we just.
Oh my God.
Sarah, we wanted to get the two of you together to work out your issues and get you to agree to a second date on us.
Right.
Not to Roadhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I honestly like. I think it's a cute gesture. It's romantic on some level. The thing is, like, Leonard was, like, really upfront about his peanut allergy. Like, you know, I get it. Like, it's important, but it was, like, a first date, and it was a lot. And I just want to say, okay, like, really, Leonard, I really like you. I think you're, like, an amazing guy. But to be honest, like, if I have to pick you over peanut butter, I'm picking peanut butter. Like... Leonard, peanut butter.
Wow. Okay, real funny,
right.
I guess. Tight.
No, Leonard, I'm serious. I'm not breaking up with peanut butter to date you, even though you're, like, amazing. I pick peanut butter.
How does that, like, how, it's peanut butter.
Yeah, can you?
Because I'm choosing between you and it's something else that's important, but I love peanut butter. I'm one of those persons that eats peanut butter on almost everything and, and eats everything that has peanut butter in it.
Right, but you love peanut butter.
That's a little ridiculous. You're joking, right?
No, Leonard, I'm serious. Like, you're such a sweetheart, and I was really stressing about this. Like, it's a big deal. Like, I'm really upset. I can't ever kiss you because I eat peanut butter all the time. If we make out, you die.
Okay. It is a big deal, but it's just peanut butter. I promise you. It's something you can live without. I can live without. Everybody, there's a lot of people with this allergy. So just, you know, ask me how I know.
He would be the expert here.
You don't know. Like, this is, this is a really serious allergy. Yeah. It's not that, like, I can't go out and eat with you. I just can't eat it ever. If there's traces that I leave on your finger knob, that I leave in your refrigerator, I can't even eat King Pao chicken. I can't eat Reese's. I can't eat, you know, the little packages of the, you know, the crackers, the prepackaged crackers, and the peanut butter.
Peanut butter cheese crackers.
Think about it. We wouldn't even be able to go to Chick-fil-A. Like, this is major.
What?
No, that's not true. No, actually, I can't eat Chick-fil-A.
Really?
I am okay with Chick-fil-A.
That's wait. I thought that was like peanut oil that they used.
Yeah.
No, Chick-fil-A is good. It's refined. They cook their fries in canola oil. It's a whole thing.
Oh. Well,
but if I do a little research ahead of time, trust me, the restaurants tend to be better.
Oh, that's all right.
What are you all doing? What's happening right now? What is happening right now?
We're back.
Sarah, you don't see a way around this.
No, listen to me, guys. Like, honestly, I go through a jar a week of peanut butter. I make these protein peanut butter smoothies. I put it on my bananas. Okay, like, this is serious. I bake with it. I eat it every morning on my toast. You know, it sounds really like trivial, but I could kill him. He could die.
Sorry,
I don't know if we could do it.
You don't want to try it all? Like, you could, it's just a condiment, for God's sake.
Oh my God, I'm serious, Leonard. I am just, honestly, I'm sweating just thinking about this, okay? It's a big deal.
Side effect of the
to
butter.
To me, like, this is serious. Peanut butter it's just something that came down in the family to me. My mom loves peanut butter, okay? My sister loves peanut butter.
Okay.
My grandmother loves peanut butter. My great-grandmother made her own peanut butter.
Well, is that a treat?
Serious, like, what if I took him to, like, a family event and there was peanut butter that nobody talked about?
Is your last name Planters? Like, what are we talking about?
Pretty much.
You gotta have a monocle.
This could be a life-changing decision for both of us.
There it is. All right. That's
you're stressed. You're stressed. Okay.
I don't know about the rest of that. But
maybe other people
made a valid point.
Maybe other people can speak to this. Maybe you're thinking this is going to be a bigger deal than it actually is. And maybe you're right. What the hell?
Maybe other people are worried about their fingers.
You'll never be able to enjoy peanut butter ever again. We don't know. Just do us a favor and hang on the line. Just hang on.
Like, my family might be upset.
The heir to the peanut butter throne.
I understand. That's a lot. Just stick around. I'll be right back with you guys.